Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on the Big Bill Michaels Radio. Joe Zinzola across the way. Evan Heffelfinger is here as well. And we are glad you are on board. If you want to get a hold of us any portion of the program, 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals50 talk line. We are broadcasting live out of the Team Hochberg studios. You can visit my guy David and his team at 56david.com. Also, if you want to get hold of us on Twitter, it's @Bill_Michaels, @RadioJoeSports as well. There's the Facebook.com fan page, Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Look for the blue check mark. There's Instagram under The Real Bill Michaels, YouTube Bill Michaels. You can find us at BillMichaelsSports.com, the website, or just go to the radio.com app. Go to radio.com. Take us anywhere and everywhere. We always, always appreciate it. Let's get into some buy or sell, shall we? Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things, but does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Time now for Buy or Sell. Radio Joe Zinzola brings the questions. What you got?
Someday the NBA will pass the NFL in popularity.
Boy, that's a great question. I got to say no. I mean, we are a football country. As much as I think the NBA has done a fantastic job of marketing itself, and what Adam Silver has done in the last few years has been nothing short of amazing when it comes to kind of growing the sport and just being a new face, to be perfectly honest with you. But there is something to be said for the NFL and how entrenched we are in football. And I would find it hard to believe that football would, unless, of course, there is a work stoppage, which we've got the possibility of coming up in a year and a half. If there's a work stoppage, then, yeah, the NBA could vault itself forward. But we've got new leagues trying to capitalize almost every other year now on the NFL. We are a college football fan base. No, I got to sell that. I as much as I think the NBA's done a terrific job, I just don't think it ever passes the NFL in popularity. We just live for Sundays, man. We just do. It's the biggest sporting event. Nobody gathers in bars and plans out meal plans and weekends just for the NBA finals. For the Super Bowl, it's parties, it's invitations sent out months in advance. I mean, that's how big it is. So no, the NFL is always going to remain supreme.
Buy or sell.
Funny you should mention a work stoppage. Buy or sell, it feels more encouraging that the NFL will not have a work stoppage coming up.
I'm getting that sense that they don't want one. However, I am not reading everything that into the positive aspect that the NFL Players Association wants you to believe. I don't think the Players Association wants a work stoppage. Don't you get the sense, though, that DeMaurice Smith needs something to save face? Otherwise, what is he doing? You know, I mean, what is he doing? If Demoris Smith doesn't have something to complain about, then what is the argument? You know, I mean, he always seems like he's got something that he's going to complain about. And if he can't complain about something and act as if he's kind of hard-assing the commissioner, then there's nothing there. I don't think there's going to be a work stoppage, but I have less trust in Demoris Smith than I do in Roger Goodell. And I don't trust Roger Goodell, but I know what the owners want. The owners are like, look, we're billionaires here. We're good. Okay, we'll throw them a couple more bones and we'll get this thing all worked out. We're good with that. And that's just my thought. So I don't think there's going, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say probably 70% of me says that there will not be a work stoppage in the NFL. But the owners could insist on this 17-game season. And the players can just be adamant that they are not going to do it. And that would be the beginning of the end for the possibility of a work stoppage. And that could throw the monkey wrench in the deal. But I'm saying 70% of me says it's more encouraging. I agree with you. I will buy that they will not have a work stoppage in the NFL.
Buy or sell?
It feels less encouraging that Major League Baseball will not have a work stoppage coming up.
You know what? I think they have some differences, but I think they know to work it out. Baseball right now has gone from being the national pastime to maybe third. You know, now they're going to hold strong at third because I don't think everybody's going to suddenly switch over to hockey or switch over to NASCAR or whatever else it is that's going to catch your attention. But baseball's fallen off. Baseball can't afford a work stoppage. When you're throwing out the likes of $300 million contracts and you're arguing over money, no. I think the only way there's a work stoppage is if the owners finally get together and say, you know what, we're not paying these salaries anymore. This is getting ridiculous. You want more and more and more, and you want to call us collusion every time somebody doesn't get the money they think they deserve. If the owners do that, then maybe they shut it down for a while and get it right. But otherwise, I would say baseball would not have a work stoppage because I don't think they can afford it. I really don't. So I would say baseball, I would say there's more likely that they don't have a work stoppage than even the NFL because I don't think they can afford it. I think people go find other things to do.
Buy or sell?
The Houston Astros, collectively as a team, will take at least 70 hit-by-pitches all season.
What is it? Did that just come out of Vegas? Did they set? Because I thought it was set at like 83, I read. Did you read that, or are you just pulling a number out of the air?
I'm just pulling a number out of
the
air.
Okay, I think Vegas set it at 83. After the commissioner had kind of laid down the law, there were others that said it doesn't matter. So I'm going to go with 70 or more. I'll buy that. They're going to do at least 70. I'll buy that in a heartbeat. I think there's going to be more than a few guys that get plunked this year, even though it may not look as obvious as you would believe, but there's going to be a couple of balls that get away from some pitchers in the majors this year. So, yes, I'm going to say the Astros, that 70 might be low. It might go to the, I think it was set at 83. Vegas had it at 83 after the commissioner said, watch it. So I'm going to say that, yes, I'm going to buy the Astros will be hit with at least 70, if not more than that, this season. I would go with the over.
Buy or sell?
How about one in the world of golf? Tiger Woods played this past weekend at Riviera. He's never won there. The good news was he made the cut. The bad news was he finished dead last, playing like absolute garbage on the weekend, including searching for his ball in the garbage. Like, literally, that happened. Pundits are already thinking that maybe this is the beginning of the end of Tiger, buy or sell, despite the fact that he struggled in L.A. It means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. I agree with you. It doesn't mean anything. Because we've seen this before. It'll happen again. Tiger Woods, he will play spectacularly for 3, maybe 4 rounds every now and then. But he's always got that round in him that seems to just go right into the crapper. So I'm not worried about Tiger at all. Tiger's Tiger. He's still gonna be good. He's still gonna be relevant. He's gonna play 2, 3 rounds. He's gonna keep you believing if he can just put it all together. And he's gonna put it all together probably once, maybe twice on tour this year. Whether or not he does it in a major, we'll wait and see. But he'll put it together, win a tournament or two. collect his money and ride off into the sunset eventually. But no, Tiger Woods, I'm not worried about it all. You know, it's not like he's hurting. You know what I mean? When he was doing that consistently, it was the back, it was the knees, there was a lot of issues. Right now, he just did an interview the other day on the Golf Channel I saw, that he was talking about his health and about the way he kind of cut back on certain things that hurt his joints and made his back hurt, and certain foods that contained fluids or made him retain fluids. And no, I think Tiger's as good as he's going to be, so I'm not worried about Tiger Woods at all. Tiger Woods, good to go.
That's it.
I don't know if he's going to win a major, but he'll put it all together eventually, and he'll win a tournament or two, and we'll all go, he's back, and then we'll all jump on a Tiger bandwagon, and then the same thing will happen. He just doesn't put it together as consistently as he once did. So there you go. That is buy or sell. Always love doing that. Always good. We're going to talk a little Giannis when we come back, because some strong words said about Giannis, which are a complete steaming pile, but we hope that Giannis is listening. So stay tuned for that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. All you got to do is call. Call them. Call the medical experts. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's our friends at Neumel Medical Center. And they can help you out, whether it's ED, low T, or even the all-in-one weight loss program. And yes, it works. Get on it if you want to start shedding some pounds before the summer months get here and T-shirt weather is here. That's our friends from Neumel Medical. Again, 414-455-4451. Giannis, you listening? I hope you are. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show is on the air. We are brought to you by our good friends, our tremendous friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Glad you are on board today. So, Rick Bucher thinks that Giannis, now this is during the All-Star game, people, but this was some of the discussion coming out of Chicago, thinking that Giannis was exposed in the fourth quarter of the All-Star game.
Oh, right. For those of us who have always said this is what Giannis has missing in his game, we had it confirmed. That's what I loved about this All-Star game, is when you just put the stars out there, the best players versus the best players, and it comes down to the first one to 157, you find out real quick who the other players believe in and who can get it done in a one-on-one situation. That's why Giannis, that was the flaw in the team that Giannis picked. Right. He didn't have any go-to guys on the floor. That's why they were going to Joel Embiid, simply because they were hoping that size advantage was going to get there. That's why I disagree with you on your solution on having Trae Young and Rudy Gobert out there. They were going at Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry ended up on Anthony Davis. They would have sliced and diced Trae Young. He might have created something for you at the other end, but Rudy Gobert wouldn't have been enough to protect him at the other end. It was an inherent flaw in the team that Giannis picked. But ultimately, when you want to go win a game and you think of the MVP, it's a guy in the playoffs, in the last 7-8 seconds or the last minute, we need a bucket. Who are we going to go to? We're going to give it to our best player. Milwaukee Bucks cannot do that. And that's why people continue to look at who does he have around him. And I think that's an abdication of what the responsibility of the best player on the team is. You're the best player on that team, then when it comes to crunch time, you need to be the guy who's capable of going and getting it.
It's an All-Star game. He passed the basketball. Some shots were missed, but it's an All-Star game. It's an All-Star game, man. That's the most amazing part about this. This wasn't, you know, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. By the way, this was on Fox Sports 1. Speak for yourself. This wasn't Game 7 of the NBA Finals. This is an All-Star game, people. He's passing the ball to the other All-Stars. You know? Other guys are missing shots, too. I hope Giannis is listening to all of this, because this is what they're doing, is they're analyzing Giannis. This is Giannis who was diving out of bounds for balls in an All-Star game when everybody else was taking plays off. And you're worried about Giannis being able to take it to the rack or only getting a couple of shots, neither of which fell in the fourth quarter because he's passing the ball off. You know, it just... This guy carries the weight of the world on his shoulders, man. They are watching his every move. They're saying that he doesn't have the, quote, Mamba mentality. He's not going to be cutthroat at the end of a ball game. He can't do it like LeBron. Correct me if I'm wrong. LeBron, it took him a long time to shake off the thought process of not being the man. Remember, he was when he first went to the Miami Heat, he was passing the ball off and not taking the final shots, being crucified for it because he wanted to be a, quote, team player. Then when he became a selfish player, well, he's a selfish player. Whereas Kobe Bryant, he wanted the ball all the time. He was triple-teamed. He was taking shots from way downtown. Sometimes he'd hit them, sometimes he wouldn't. But he was being criticized as kind of a petulant baby who didn't want to give the ball up. Giannis is just being Giannis in an All-Star game. So I'm stunned. You got the Jason Whitlock stuff there, Joe? Can we play that? Jason Whitlock, also on Fox Sports 1, this is what he had to say about Giannis down the stretch.
Giannis Antetokounmpo hasn't made nearly as much progress as we think. Team Giannis couldn't get to 157 points because their best player was once again rendered useless on the offensive end by elite defense. When the game turned serious, when the defenses refused to allow cheap dunks, the Greek freak could not score. He couldn't crack the wall. Sunday's fourth quarter looked like a reenactment of last year's Eastern Conference Finals when the Toronto Raptors shut down Giannis with a defensive wall that wouldn't let him slash to the rim. Giannis posted a donut in Sunday's fourth quarter. He missed both shots he took. He failed to create offense for any of his teammates. That fourth quarter was painful to watch if you were rooting for Team Giannis or Giannis Antetokounmpo. Elite playoff intense defense is kryptonite for the Greek freak. The Bucks have 28 games left in their regular season. Giannis is the favorite to win the MVP again. Giannis allegedly added tools to his offensive repertoire to prevent a repeat of last postseason. Those tools were missing on Sunday. You can say it's one game against a bunch of All-Stars. Okay. But I say it's a troubling pattern. You can stop the Greek freak. You can give him a 9-point lead, surround him with four All-Stars, and beat him. Can't do that to Kawhi Leonard. Can't do that to LeBron James. Hell, you couldn't do it to Jimmy Butler. The Greek freak needs another tweak.
So there you go. That's Jason Whitlock. And again, he makes the note of, oh, by the way, he's playing an All-Star team. He didn't make a note of the fact that Giannis pretty much shut down LeBron defensively. And you're not facing an All-Star team in the finals. You're facing probably the LA Lakers. And he shut down LeBron. I'm not worried about the criticism Giannis is taking for not taking over an All-Star game. He's a very respectful, appreciates the moment kind of cat. And he appreciates the talent that's around him. I'm a little, when I started hearing this, on one hand, I thought, okay, now they're giving attention to the Bucks. It's like a lot of people are trying to make out reasons why the Bucks won't win. It's because they don't want the Bucks to win. But when I hear stuff like that, I'm thinking, you can't be this ignorant, can you? So who took over the fourth quarter? You know, it's who missed free throws down the stretch, right? Yeah, I don't know. I kind of shake my head when you're playing an All-Star game and you don't play the game with the same level of play, of intensity, of ball-to-ball handling that you would in a regular season game or even in a postseason game for that matter. Yes, you have pride, but this game doesn't mean as much. It's not like it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals and what stands between, you know, you and greatness is a couple of buckets. I guarantee you Giannis is going to the hoop or hitting from outside. This is just almost picking on him to pick on him. And When was the last time you had a superstar in Milwaukee that had that level of stature to where people actually wanted to pay attention over the fence? So on one hand, I get it. You know, okay, go criticize. On the other hand, it's really stupid, but it's kind of nice as a Bucks fan to have that much scrutiny, that much attention now being paid to a superstar in the league who happens to reside in your hometown. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648. Hey, the Biofuels Association, they want to remind you that unleaded 88 is, it can go in many cars, newer than 2001. Also, if your vehicle says on the back flex fuel or on the gas cap flex fuel, you can do the E85. All the facts and dispelling all the myths are at the new website, which is abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. Just go there and see for yourself. If your car, one, qualifies, and two, it'll tell you a list of gas stations and such that do supply the unleaded 88. I know that Quick Trip does, Jets does as well. But like a ripple on a pond, you spend the money on the unleaded 88 or the E85. It helps the biofuel plant workers, the corn growers here in the upper Midwest and specifically in the Wisconsin area. Keeps the money right here. Keeps it flowing right here and helps the economy. Even if it breaks even on all sides, you're doing something good for the economy. Keep that in mind. So stop into a Jets or a Quick Trip and get the unleaded 88 or the flex fuel and get all the facts at abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Let's go to Kevin listening to us in Brookfield. Kevin, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill, I was just listening to what you're saying. I hear what they're saying about Giannis, but I think they're missing the point that Kemba Walker blew that game. If you watch the last few minutes of that game, Kemba Walker jacked up three shots, all of which he missed. He made two turnovers. I think he made one steal to make up for one of the turnovers, but I think Walker kind of single-handedly lost that game down the stretch. And they probably should have had Giannis bringing the ball up late, but he never had the ball in his hands to even have a chance to do anything.
He passed off a couple times to Kemba Walker, and Kemba Walker missed, if I'm not mistaken, he missed a layup, some free throws, and a wide-open three from the outside. And nobody's saying anything about Kemba Walker.
I think he missed three. If you look at the replay of the last few minutes, I think Walker missed three shots, and he made two turnovers in addition to the three shots over the course of the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that, if they want to pick on Giannis for an all-star game, have at it. That means he's got that kind of league stature now, and then we'll almost be guaranteed that we're going to hear more down the stretch. And I want to see him use all of this as chips on his shoulder to continue to get better and take this team to a championship so they can then pick on his game after he's hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy. That'd be perfect.
I think he's got work to do, but I think he's driven. He's going to make it happen.
No, I completely agree with you. Appreciate the phone call, man. By the way, Rick Bucher, tomorrow, Joe, he is now confirmed. He will join us on tomorrow's program to talk about his comments regarding the Greek Freak, regarding Giannis. Stay tuned for that. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Been telling you about our friends over at Team Hochberg, and whether it's a homeowner or you're looking for a refi, maybe you've got an apartment, you're looking for your first mortgage, they've got a great deal going on right now. Now, look, you can call them, okay? Call our friends at Team Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID. Or visit 56david.com. But they also have something going on. They did some stuff with the NHL, the Blackhawks, the nearest NHL team, obviously. If you go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg, get yourself registered. They could put you on the ice for a Blackhawks game, and you could shoot for a year's worth of either rent or mortgage. They got that going on. So they teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks to offer a couple of renters and a couple of homeowners the opportunity to shoot the puck and maybe win yourself some free mortgage, which would be for an entire year. That'd be a great way to go. If not, if you're looking for a refi, if you're looking for a first mortgage, because the rates have dropped, just call them. Save yourself some money you don't have to pay to the bank. 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID. Or visit them at 56david.com. That's 56david.com. That's Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. They're really, really good people over there. And they've helped me out tremendously. So, Jose Altuve, he has spoken yet again. And he is grateful that Correa, Carlos Correa, has stuck up for him.
You know, I really think the thing I thought before, Carlos, a great teammate, what he did, go out there and defend their teammates. It's amazing. That's the only thing I have to say.
Are you offended, upset, obviously, about what Bellinger had to say?
Well, I have nothing to say about him at all.
So he was specifically asked, were you someone who actually took part in all of this sign-stealing stuff?
Jose, Carlos says that you never used the trash can. Did you never use the trash can?
Yeah, like I always said, and I'm not going to say this right now, I always said that I like to talk about team, I like to talk about team results. I'm here taking full responsibility for the team. I appreciate what Carlos did. You know, believe me. You know, that tells you about what kind of person, what kind of teammate he is. And I tell him 100 times what I feel about what he did.
So now, I don't know if you heard this, but also he comes in talking about his 2000. Carlos Correa talks about what they did in 2017.
Honestly, guys, I'm done talking about the offseason, what happened in previous year. It's the 17th. That means full squad reports today. So, you know, for me, it's time to talk about this.
Yeah, we're not talking about it anymore. We don't want to get into that. We don't want to get into that. Now, one of the explanations, I don't know if you saw this or not, one of the explanations from Carlos Correa, okay, regarding the whole Jose Altuve did not want to take off his jersey. Now, you tell me. So, Carlos Correa had a description. He said the reason Altuve did not want his jersey ripped off when he was saying, don't rip off my jersey, was because, one, his wife didn't like it when his teammates did that. Okay. And two, he didn't want to show a bad tattoo. That's the reason. Apparently it was Melanie is the name of his 3-year-old daughter, and it has a pink heart next to it. So the word Melanie was written on his arm or his chest, and he's got a pink heart next to it in honor of his 3-year-old daughter. Why in the world would you not want the world to see that if that's your daughter? It didn't exactly fit the narrative of it's a bad tattoo. But now Altuve did say, look, I did get a tattoo last fall in San Francisco during a road series, and he said it needed to be touched up. But, you know, come on. Come on. After the fact, now we're finding out that there's a bad tattoo there. Is there anybody out there believing this? I don't think so. I'm completely in agreement with everybody else. There's nobody out there believing this. Nobody. It's just, it's BS. You know, it is what it is. So, but at some point or another, I'm sure once all the memoirs are written, we'll find out about what exactly happened behind closed doors in the clubhouse of the Houston Astros. But yeah, it's still just something that, the more you deny, the more people are going to dig. And eventually somebody is going to have it leak out as to what actually went on. So, thought I'd throw it out there. But yeah, he said it's a bad tattoo. So, oh well. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at San Giorgio. And yes, Kevin just sent me an email. He said, where's the place downtown? Coming down for the Bucks game here in a week. And said, I'm coming downtown. Where's the place that you go for the pizza that you keep talking about? San Giorgio, Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne, right there on the corner next to the Calderon Club. That's where you go. You pair the Bill Michaels up with our friends from Point Beer, Point Brewing up in Stevens Point, and they have the Cider Boys. They pair it up down there. That's what they do. So it is the only authentic Napoletana VPN pizzeria in the area. There's only so many of them in the country, and we have one of them right here in our own backyard. That is San Giorgio. But if you want some great just Italian food, some of the best you've ever had, then you go to Calderon Club. Either place. Going and say hi to Gino and the entire staff to pair it up with Point Beer and Cider Boys, and you're good to go. You've got yourself a heck of a night right there. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. I don't believe the Astros any further than I can throw them, to be perfectly honest with you. We all know it happened. We all know it's done. We all know that guys are going to throw at them. And by the way, even the writers are now saying the backlash is not done. Wait till games get underway and games are out of hand one way or the other. You're probably going to see Houston Astros being thrown out. Baseball burning right now. Opposing players are just pummeling the Astros as the fallout from that cheating scandal. It just kind of refuses to go away and dissipate. Fans continue to get more and more angry. Commissioner Rob Manfred trying to wrap his arms around it to kind of sweep it under the rug. Every day seems to be something new. Yesterday it was bad tattoos and guys not wanting to talk about it anymore. The commissioner then tries to explain it all away. It gets even worse. The owner is just stepping in it left and right. I don't think this whole scandal for the Houston Astros is going away anytime soon. Just my thought, and I think we're going to hear a lot of ramifications and a lot of fallout from this all throughout the season, whether it's players that are facing the Astros or it's actual retaliation, and we're going to see probably more than a few bench-clearing brawls. If I'm the Astros and I'm in training camp right now, I am putting all my guys in the dugout and my pitchers beyond the outfield wall, and I'm teaching them and timing them on how to come over the wall, how to come over the fence to be able to defend one of their pitchers or defend one of their guys. Because I have a feeling they're going to have probably more bench-clearing brawls in baseball this year than probably any other team out there. Just my gut reaction. Joe gave us the 70 guys that get beaned over the season, over and under. I'm taking the over. I think it was, and I tried to look it up during the break, and I couldn't find it, but I think the over was, it was 83 originally going over the weekend. It was 83 bean balls is what Vegas was projecting. And then the commissioner came out and spoke. So maybe that went down a little bit, but I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be gunning for these guys. And if that's the only retribution you possibly have, well, maybe rightfully so. I don't know. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Going to talk some college hoops when we come back. I'm Marquette, and the Badgers back at it. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this. Glad you are as well. Hopefully you're enjoying your day. You've got the number 19-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles. They are at home tonight at the Fiserv Forum. They're taking on the 15th-ranked Creighton, who is 20-6, 9-4 in the Big East, by the way. Big East battle going on tonight. Marquette looking to get yet another top 25 win. That'd be a tremendous feather in their cap. In the meantime, you have got, out of the Big Ten, you got the Badgers going back at it. They're hosting Purdue tonight. Badgers 15-10, 8-6 in the Big Ten. Purdue comes in at 14-12 and 7-8 in the Big Ten, trying to get that win at home, get their 16th win of the season, their 9th win as they creep towards 10 wins in the Big Ten. You've got, a small slew of games tonight in the Big Ten. Illinois on the road at number 9, Penn State. Northwestern at number 7, Maryland. Maryland the top dog in the Big Ten. And going back to the Big East side of things, I had mentioned Marquette and Creighton. That's the only Big East matchup going on tonight as both of these teams try to get themselves some jockeying position for their respective tournaments and then hopefully put themselves into the postseason. So Marquette, 19th ranked in the country right now and trying to get themselves even better positioning. If they can pull off the win tonight, that's a big win. Even though it's a home win, you know, that's a big win tonight. You're looking for Annam and McEwen, obviously Marcus Howard, but you're looking for a lot of these guys to have some big evenings tonight. Brendan Bailey continues to hit the boards hard, and So, you know, we'll see if they're able to kind of pull it off tonight against Creighton coming into town, number 15 in the country. So you got college hoops back at it again tonight, both at the Kohl Center and at the Fiserv Forum. Coming up in the next hour, speaking of hoops, we're going to talk with Bill Baby Tausch, Schmitty, our buddy from the Big Show, out of our flagship station out of Milwaukee, and also host of the Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. He is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about Giannis and about what was said regarding Giannis, and how I think it is completely ludicrous that you want to take the fourth quarter of an All-Star game and equate that to the ability to close out and be a superstar. And we're going to get into that discussion. And like I said, I hope Giannis was listening. I hope he's hearing all of this, that people are going to criticize his game for an All-Star game. And I hope he continues to throw it as a chip on his shoulder as he moves forward towards the postseason, because I think Giannis is going to use that for fuel for fire, so to speak. And, you know, again, like he says all the time, continue to get better, continue to try to expose, continue to try to play hard, and lead that team. And again, this is all part of the discussion as well. And I was hearing some of this about whether Giannis will or will not leave Milwaukee. And I just, every day is the discussion. It's becoming almost mind-numbing. There's three reasons why he's going to stay in Milwaukee. One, they're winning. They got the best record in the NBA. Two, he's the one that wanted to keep the band together. He told him, keep the band together, bring me a couple extra pieces, we're going to go win a championship. It's on him as much as it is anybody else. And number three, they can pay him more than anybody else. So you're winning, you like the city, you like your family having the like to this city. The team, the franchise, has pretty much done everything you asked, and they can pay the most money. Why are you leaving? Why in the world would you leave? Why would that even be a consideration? I know he said in his first comment, we'll see, he's concentrating on right now. But after that, basically saying the likelihood of him leaving is slim. You know, it's just, nah, not going to happen. Not going to happen. So I'm thinking he's not going anywhere, but that's, I think people are crazy for even considering the fact that he may really consciously think of going somewhere else. I just don't think it's going to happen. 855-830. Hey, by the way, 855-830-8648. It is out in Vegas. I just got a note. Let's see here. Who sent me that? Chuck, he just said to me, he said he checked. It's 83.5 is the number of plunks for the Houston Astros out in Vegas. 83.5. I'll go with that. I think it might even be low. I think it might be on the more side. I might take the over on that. I think it might be the over. I really do. I'm thinking that the Astros are going to see quite a few this year. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This was from Jim. Jim writes into Wendy's email inbox, I heard everything that was said about Giannis over the weekend. I was listening to the NBA matchup show and listening to the TNT broadcast. They all seem to think Giannis is going to entertain offers from other teams and start to have other players begin to woo him. What prevents Giannis from wooing some of these other players? Right? There's no reason that Giannis can't want to bring in other players into this situation here in Milwaukee. But if you have the best record in the NBA, things are firing on all cylinders. You got a great relationship with your coach, and the ownership group has done everything you've asked them to do. Why would you not want to tell players, come here? We got it great here. And, oh, by the way, we're beating you. Come and join us. You don't have to go join them to then turn around and be the best team in the NBA. You're already the best team in the NBA. I'm in agreement on that. I think it's ridiculous. But as long as that contract is hanging out there and he hasn't signed it yet, there's going to be speculation. And somebody is going to say they know Giannis better than somebody else, and Giannis is considering doing this or doing that. But I've said all along, I don't think it's happening. If I had to bet my house, I'd say 99% of me says he's not going anywhere. That's how confident I am. He's not going anywhere. I'm good with that. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. Also, hey, by the way, speaking of people that take us places, our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, Sean and the whole gang over there, call them 262-443-2852. Epoxy flooring coatings, all warranted for life, by the way. Polyurea floorings. They do that, different colors, different finishes. They can do your garage. They can do a basement. They can do a gym. They can do whatever it is. Make it look spectacular, durable, and warranty it for life. And in addition to that, they paint so they can do your room. If you need the room done or you need the garage done or the outside, whatever it happens to be, they can do it all. Call my buddy Sean because they do amazing work, and they can do it this time of year. So if you're looking at your floor right now, it's full of sand and grit and salt and nasty, and it looks like crap. Call them up. Tell them to come out and do it. They'll clean it out. They'll strip it down. They'll redo it. It'll be just all you got to do is brush it off or hose it off. You're good to go. 262-443-2852. That's 262-443-2852. That's our friends at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's Sean and the gang. epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And make sure you tell them I sent you. Coming up next, Bill Babytown Schmidt, he is going to join us. Also, we'll talk a little more Brewers baseball, getting back into one of our comments from earlier about the players that need to kind of pick it up this year, how you feel about your team moving into this season, and the first full squad workouts today taking place at the American Family Fields of Phoenix. Yeah, baseball back. Everybody's there, and you're going to have baseball this weekend as well, and exhibition baseball will get underway. So we are getting closer and closer to the boys of summer. Stay tuned. A whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.